I'm joined by Abdel Rahman Hussein at a polling station in eastern Cairo. Abdel, just describe the scene.
Well, there's a line of male voters patiently waiting. It is often common in Egyptian elections that the voting is somewhat segregated between schools. So you'll often find male voters voting in one poll station and female voters lining up at another one. There's a sense of calm. Things aren't as fraught as they were during the parliamentary elections. I think people have learned their lesson that to not mass together early as soon as the polling opens. And I think the number of voters will remain constant throughout the day.
Does that suggest that maybe turnout might not be that high?
Well, it's still too early to say. We have 12 hours today and 12 hours tomorrow. They might be extended. But as it stands now, yeah, I think the parliamentary elections had a bigger turnout.
We talked to Ian earlier. He thinks that the front runners very much Amr Moussa and Abdel Fattah. How do you see it?
Well, the race really is wide open. I mean, Amr Moussa is the front runner, along with Abdel Fattah, but we cannot rule out any surprises. This is wide open between maybe four or five candidates. Two of them might make the runoff. The runoff is expected. It could be any combination of the two because candidates will be taking votes off each other. I mean, Abdel Fattah will have his votes taken by Mohamed Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood candidate. Amr Moussa will have votes taken by Ahmed Shafi. That might leave a chance, an opening for the dark horse of the race, which is the Nasserist nationalist Hamd bin Sabahi. So, yes, Amr Moussa and Abdel Fattah are the front runners, but I will not be surprised if the runoff includes any combination of the other two.
You talked in your email about heavy security presence. Any sign of sort of foul play?
No, I mean, foul play will not be evident at all at very early on in the voting. This is a show of force to ensure that the military is trying to present that they are the guardian, the bastion of the transition process to democracy. It's also a show of force to deter any sorts of potential violence. But foul play, if it is to happen at all, will happen later in the counting, probably.
Can I ask you a cheeky question? How are you going to vote?
Actually, personally, I am boycotting the elections. That's my personal choice. I'm not calling for people to boycott the elections. I understand very well that this is a great moment. It's something that many people aspired for and paid for their lives with. But I personally am boycotting because I feel that the transition process has been a disaster, and the military has appropriated the revolution for its own ends. But that's just a personal choice.
How many other people do you think will be doing that too?
I think there is I wouldn't call it a sizable minority by any stretch. I think most people will vote. Those who are boycotting tend to be possibly the street activists and the hardcore revolutionaries who feel that any sort of elections under military rule is kind of farcical. So it's not a big number, but it is interesting that it comes from a certain select niche of the Egyptian activism.
How do you think the military is going to react to the vote?
Pardon, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, how do you think once the results come in, how do you think the military are going to react to the vote?
I think the military, there's impending talk of a complementary constitutional declaration to be released by the military right after the elections, which will enshrine their special status as a state within a state. I don't think they're worried about the results. I think whoever wins is not relevant to the military because their enormous financial interests and secret empire will be maintained irrespective of the winner.
Okay, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thanks, Matt.